Hi, this is Chelsea from Beautiful British Columbia and Pacific Beer Chat. I wanted to share with our listeners about the Cirrus Cask Festival happening later this spring. Held at 12 Kings Pub on June 10th, this year there'll be over 40 special casks made by women in the brewing industry. Cirrus Festival recognizes the passion that women bring to this industry, and the intention is to use the festival as a platform to highlight the issues and successes of women working in all areas of making and selling beer. The first hour is restricted to women only to encourage networking and will feature a Q&A session with Nancy Moore and special guest speakers sharing their experience, hopefully igniting interest for attendees to get more involved in the industry, from learning to brew beer to opening up their own breweries. Ticket sales will support a $1,500 bursary for women in the second year of the KPU Brewing and Brewery Operations Program. Last year's festival was a blast, and we're hoping to see an even better turnout at this year's festival. To get tickets, go to tricitiescaskfestival.com/cirruscaskfestival.
You are listening to Pacific Beer Chat. We are a collective of West Coast beer bloggers sharing our opinions on events, issues, and well-crafted brews. We discuss both local and international issues and aim to educate and entertain. We are a part of the Hopped Up Network. Here's a bit of a bonus episode. This episode, we're going to talk about Vancouver Craft Beer Week as it's beginning right now and it runs all week into next weekend. It's an amazing set of events. There's festivals, there's small events at pubs. You should really check it out. You can go to VancouverCraftBeerWeek.com and listen to this episode, and you can hear about a bunch of the events that are being held. We hope to see you there. I will personally be at the Sunday festival at the P&E. I think Carnell will be at Saturday. If you see us, say hi. Just before this gets started, here's a word from the Hopped Up Network.
If you are looking for more beer podcasts just like the one you're listening to right now, then head on over to hoppedupnetwork.com. We are a podcast network focused on our local craft beer communities. Here's a quick example of one of the many podcasts you will find.
What's up, everyone? My name is Matt.
And my name is Kate, and we are your hosts of the Craft House Cinema podcast.
Craft House Cinema celebrates all of the history, people, places, fuck-ups, and triumphs that go into the production of two of the world's greatest art forms, beer and movies.
We also love hearing from you. Follow us on Instagram at Craft House Cinema to join the discussion.
So crack open a cold one, watch some good movies, and hang out with us
on the Craft House Cinema podcast.
Yeah. All right. So welcome to this episode of Pacific Beer Chat. And we're talking the VCBW, Vancouver Craft Beer Week. I was going to call it festival, but I guess it's festivals. Well, I guess it's one festival of festivals.
It's a week of festivals, yes. Yeah. It's a week of events and festivals.
It's a full, isn't it, 9 days? You know, the two weekends, the week, and then the next weekend?
Sure.
Yes, I think so, yeah. Yes.
And we are recording on a Thursday, so tomorrow will be the kickoff event.
East Van Crusher.
East Van May 25th. Can Crusher, which sounds like an awesome time. I can't wait. I'm going to be there.
I'm going to be crushing some cans.
Vanny's going to be there. Mike, you're not going to be there.
Not going to be there, unfortunately.
But yeah, crushing cans. I think my understanding is going to be all East Van cans. I think $5 a piece.
Mm-hmm.
Gets you a can of beer. And $25 gets you a ticket with two cans of beer and then additional cans. Said cans so many times. additional cans are $5. But I'm pretty stoked for this festival. I got to check it out for the first time last year. And just wanted to talk briefly, I suppose, about the event. The festival.
Events.
So, Benny, first event. Which one are you excited for?
East Van Crusher. Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
That's the only one I get to go to, unfortunately.
The only... Well, oh, is it?
Yeah. But it sounds like it's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They've got the breweries competing against each other, doing some strongman events.
I don't think that's tomorrow.
Yeah.
It is?
It's tomorrow.
Isn't that usually the feats of strength?
It's tomorrow.
It's tomorrow.
I read about it. And the other one that's super exciting is the festival at P&E. It's going to be crazy. June 2nd and 3rd. It's kind of the finale to it all. Sounds like it's going to be a good time. And basically every brewery goes to this event. But I, unfortunately, won't get to be there. Okay, so I am looking at the East Van Crusher, Friday, May 25th, and they do have feats of strength at the East Van Crusher. The Vancouver Brewers have been known for their ridiculous strength. Watch them compete in events like push-up competitions, the growler tearing, keg stacking, and so much more. That's exactly what their website says.
Nice. That does sound like a lot of fun.
And they also have, you know, food truck and some music. So sounds like it's going to be a good time. Lots of people are going.
Which is always ideal for a party.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but I mean, you don't want to be like the only one that shows up, right?
No. I mean, but my understanding is the feats of strength. I didn't get to go last year, but the cool thing about the feats of strength isn't just like, oh, we're going to watch people lift kegs or something. It's like it's a bit, there's a bit of pageantry, a bit of theater involved. Right. There's some silliness. So I think if you like any of those things and beer, you might end up enjoying yourself.
Great.
Other sweet thing coming out of this. Well, they've got a bunch of venues going on for the BCBW. Looks like they sort of shifted focus. There was a lot of focus, I think, from BCBW themselves in the past putting on events. And I think they've sort of partnered with different groups to put on different things this year. So that's a little bit of a change of pace. But it might end up working better, allowing sort of VCBW to focus on what they're really strong at, which is that End Festival, which is just massive. Yeah. We can talk about it a little more later. But also their kickoff party we went to last year was a lot of fun. Last year was at the Roundhouse. I really enjoyed myself. It was more of a curated list of breweries, not a huge event. This year, obviously, with the East Van Can Crusher, it's going to be more of the same. I would it's going to be East Van breweries in their cans. East Van cans.
It's got a nice ring to it.
Yeah. Cans. Anyways, but there's also events coming up at 12 Kings Pub.
Yeah, I'll talk about that a little bit here. I'm looking at, it's the Growlers 12 at 12, Tap Takeover at 12 Kings Pub. It's on June 1st from 7 p.m. to 2 a.m., and it's got... Looks like beers from all over the place. There's a collaboration between Doan's Craft Brewing and Kettle River Brewing. So East Van and Kelowna. And it says here it's 12 specialty selected beers from the best craft breweries across the province, including recent gold medal winners at the World Beer Cup.
Mm. Sick.
So that should be a lot of fun, too. And that's it's free entry, which is even better.
Yeah,
tasters are $2.50 and a flight for $10. That's going to be a great time, I bet.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Have to check that one out, too.
Also events at Anza Club. Oh, the Burger Bonanza, Dirty Burger pop-up for Bomber Brewing.
This year, beer craft's changing up a little bit, it looks like. It's not going to be that Belgian beer showcase. They are doing a East Van tap takeover. Ooh. So it's going to be all 15 breweries from East Van. So there'll be collaboration beers, gin barrel-aged double pale ale. Will be available to try. So there'll be Andina, Bomber, Callister, Cole Harbour, Doan's, East Van, Lupolo, Odd Society, Off the Rails, Parallel 49, Postmark, Powell Street, Storm, Strange Fellows, and Strathcona. So I bet that'll be a great time. Lots of great breweries and get you all under one roof.
Yeah, it sounds good.
And I'm sure there'll be great food there because Beercraft makes great food.
Yes.
Awesome.
Oh, I'm on the VCBW Instagram and I'm looking at the Forbidden Fruit event is back again, fourth year in a row, and you get 10 tokens for $45.
Sick. Where's that one held?
It's Fruity and Sour. It's at Devil's Elbow. Oh. Fruity and Sour Beers. That sounds good.
All right. That's rad. So the Anza one I was talking about, what's happening at the Anza Club is a guitar cabaret with host Paul Pigat, or Pajat.
Piaget.
No, it's not Piaget. Guitar cabaret with Paul Pajat and special guest Steve Pineo. And that's coming with Driftwood Brewery too. And then you have East Van comes to the West End, tap takeover at Timber. East Van's getting all over the place. It's an East Van, it's at Beercraft, and it's also at Timber. Then you got the New Kids on the Rock tap takeover at St. Ogg's. That's the Vancouver Island new breweries, and they've had a ton of new breweries open up shop in the last few years, not just in Victoria.
No, especially in some of the smaller towns.
Yeah, and some of them are winning some big awards. Riot just picked up a couple awards, so that might be something.
Including a gold medal,
World Beer Cup awards worth checking out. What else have we got here?
I noticed that Craft Beer Market's doing a Brewmaster's Dinner that's $60, and it is a Port Moody Brewer's Row beer dinner.
Yeah, what? We saw that when we were there.
Yeah. I would love to be there.
So that's on May 29th.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That one, I can only imagine, will be a lot of fun. And then you've also got Vancouver Breweries Tours Gastown Pub Walk. Yeah, if there ever was a good idea, it's to take a walk through Gastown. And if you ever want to make it better, probably sitting down drinking some beers on one of those beautiful patios is a good way to make it that much better. Yeah, absolutely.
What do we got here? Portland Craft is holding an event.
Oh, sweet. That would be fun. But, I mean, it's not Vancouver. I mean, isn't it Vancouver Craft Beer Week?
So here we go. The Portland Craft event is the Oregon Trail.
Okay.
Where so we all get dysentery and die.
But we get dysentery while we're drinking Ninkasi, Breakside, Hopworks, Occidental, Gigantic, Cascade, Double Mountain, Boneyard, Crux, Deschutes, and more. So that sounds amazing.
That's
worth getting dysentery
to
for.
Totally.
What's that one cost here?
There's a few dorks that are totally going to get that Oregon Trail reference.
And this one is an unticketed event as well, so you want to get there probably as soon as they open at 5 p.m. because it's going to get busy.
Yeah.
Where is that one?
That's at
Portland
Craft.
Oh, okay.
Do you remember playing that game and you had to have so much money to pick your boat to go down the river? And like if you didn't play the game well enough, you were stuck with like the bargee raft thing and it always fell apart.
I just remember dying.
Yeah, I always died when I got to the river.
Oh, really?
I never made it past the river. Yeah, I know. Whatever.
That's why. Yeah. Anyways.
I was in elementary school when I played that game.
Yeah, so was I.
So was I.
I think everybody was in elementary when they played that game.
Shut up, you guys.
And it looks like a lot of the breweries around town are also holding events.
Mm-hmm.
Just flipping through here, there's events with...
Bombers doing some.
Bomber, Dead Frog, Lupolo, Mariner, Odd Society, Postmark, Ravens, Red Racer, Red Truck. They're all holding, Strange Fellows is holding an event. So there's lots of different things coming. Trading Post, Whistler Brewing. So there's going to be something for everyone.
Absolutely.
The more specialized events are totally worth getting to. I know Benny and I went to the Hazy event last year.
IP Hazy.
And yeah, it was a great event. Put on with VCWW, obviously, and Lamplighter. They had like a bit of a boil, some crawfish, and lots of great hazy beers. It was one of those things that makes you realize if you look a little deeper, you're not just looking to consume as much as possible. You can get some really cool experiences out of it. The other one I hear all the time about is the Forbidden Fruit, which apparently is just an awesome event.
Yeah.
I personally find it really hard to get out to the midweek events. Midweek? but if you have an opportunity, the midweek events are something that I totally recommend.
Yeah.
But the beer. There's also a beer, right?
Yeah, I was just going to say we should talk about the beer. Last year was the Brewers Row Hazy Pale Ale. That was amazing.
Yeah.
It was so, so good. And this year it's... Pilsner.
It's a Pilsner.
Yes, it is.
Right?
And I was talking to one of the brewers involved, and they were told that the Pilsner could be no stronger than 7%, so it is 7%.
Nice.
It's a 7%. 7% it's an Imperial Pilsner.
Okay.
A hoppy Imperial Pilsner. So I think it was that. That's not a Kolsch. Kolsch is a Lagerdale. This is the anti-Kolsch.
Yes, it
Bizarro
is.
Bizarro Kolsch, if you will. Bizarro Imperial Kolsch.
Well, it was brewed at Backcountry.
Yeah.
Yes, it was. Yeah.
Does it make it a Bock at this point?
No.
No?
No, it's still a Pilsner.
It's a double dry hopped Pilsner.
Okay, but a Bock is a strong lager, right?
Yeah, but it's also a darker, roastier. Right.
So it's a pale Bock.
No. No, it's just a strong Pilsner.
You know anything about
Pilsner.
All right, fine.
Well, it was done in collaboration with Backcountry Brewing, Beer Brewing, and Coast Mountain. So it's the Sea to Sky collaboration beer this year.
Yeah.
Although. Most of the breweries around Metro Vancouver, Fraser Valley, all went up there and joined the party, too. No, they just went there and drank.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds like fun.
Those three breweries, though, dang.
So much good stuff coming out of them.
Oh, my God. We were at beer the other day. Actually, we were at beer last weekend, and holy crap, did they knock my socks off again. Was it Finger Painting?
Oh, so good.
Or finger hands. I guess all hands are finger hands.
Honestly, like, everything I tried was so good.
Yeah, the mental floss is great.
Mental floss, the body of mental floss, I think, is, like, unparalleled.
It's mental.
It's mental.
It's not
Blow your mind.
Floss.
Yeah. Well, it's amazing because all three of the breweries that are involved with the collaboration are all really well known for hazy IPAs.
Right.
And two of them are well known for sours, too. I don't know if beer is doing many.
No.
So it's pretty amazing they went and did a double dry hop pilsner, which is not their wheelhouse, really.
But I do hold a soft spot in my heart for a hop pilsner, just because I think if you're going to do anything with a lager, that's probably the way to go. And it does give you an opportunity to sort of showcase those hops that might be nice, but a little more, not sort of powerful. Like Mosaic always comes to mind as a really good hop that would pair well with lagers, just because I can't speak for anyone else, a little lighter, but still really nice. And I think a lager would give you an opportunity to showcase those hoppy flavors.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, why don't we talk about the festival then?
Yeah.
The big festival, it's in the P&E grounds, right?
Yeah, P&E.
So I have had the opportunity to pour at this festival for the last 2 years. And I always got the last afternoon off. And holy shoot, is it a lot of fun. On both sides of those makeshift bars that are the plywood tables.
Yeah.
But it is a lot of fun. It's always beautiful weather. Just insane amount of beer.
Yeah. Looking here, it says there's over 100 breweries and cideries pouring more than 300 beers and ciders.
Yeah.
So there's something there for everyone.
If this is your first time, bring sunscreen. Don't be afraid to drink water.
Yeah, maybe bring an empty water bottle. I think they're allowed, and yeah. Just fill it up inside. And
it's more the best advice thing you give is the signs that they had at outdoor pools growing up. You know, was it slap on some sunscreen, slurp some water, seek shade, don't get sloppy. That was one of them. Yeah, but yeah, as you say, 100 brewers or over 100 brewers. Obviously, pretty much everybody in the Metro Vancouver area is represented. So if you're living in downtown Vancouver and you don't make it out to the Fraser Valley often, you have an opportunity to try those beers. If you're on the opposite side of things, you have an opportunity to try those beers. You also have the American Beer Tent, which brings up some cool American stuff. If you don't make it down to
it's the United States Brewers Association. Mm-hmm. It's their exclusive Canadian festival partner for 3 years now.
Yeah, and that's a great way to try some American beer. Push everybody to go south of the border, at least for a day trip.
Yeah. I also like that they've got a BC Ale Trail section that's pouring 8 or more craft beer from different breweries that are further out in the province, not the ones you can easily get, which is kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a great way to try beer that you wouldn't normally get. Not just in Vancouver. But the world over, North America over.
Yeah, North America over.
So how does it work? Do you you pay admission?
Yeah.
And then do you buy your ticket separately, or does it come with a certain amount of tickets?
I believe it's a tokened event. And I can't remember how many tokens you get. I'm always shocked when I see the price compared to some of the other festivals out there. I always think and I've heard prices have gone up, and some people are not so stoked on that, but
It still looks like it starts at $39 according to this.
Yeah,
that's what I mean.
Definitely
that's
dirt not bad.
Cheap.
Yeah,
that's dirt cheap for a festival of this quality. And mm-hmm. this is the, in my opinion, the best craft beer festival in Vancouver.
Yeah,
I mean, aside from those very specific things, if you're going to like a specific cast festival,
BC Beer Awards is.
I'd say it's probably the best general beer fest. Absolutely. In the province right now. Yeah. It's not oversold. There's never crazy lineups that some of the festivals get. It's not as specialized as, say, Farmhouse Fest, but that's a totally different animal.
Totally.
Yeah, no, it's a great event. I made it for a little while last year, and I've been in the past, and it's always a ton of fun.
Yeah.
And it's just getting better every year.
Yeah. Well, that Mike, which day are you going to be there?
I'm going to be there the Sunday, I think it is.
Mike's there on Sunday. I'll be there on Saturday. Benny's not going at all.
I'm going to Bellingham.
Oh.
So I'll also be drinking beer, but it won't be as fun.
Yeah, depending on when this show gets out, we'll also be, Benny and I will be at the Crusher, the Can Crusher.
Can Crusher.
Tomorrow. And feats of strength, which is the same thing I've just learned.
Yeah. It's the same thing. Well, that's a part of the event.
Right.
Sounds like it's going to be a good series of events again this year, and I can't wait for it to get going. It's just I wish I had more time to go to more events.
Yeah, more time, more money, better liver.
Two livers.
Two to four livers.
Yeah. That would be a cool mutant strength. Like, you know the X-Men? And it'd be like Wolverine, like, I heal myself. I got four livers.
Good one.
Nice.
Yeah. All right. Be the leader of my team. Anyways.
Buy your tickets.
Yeah.
Buy your tickets.
Buy your tickets. We'll see you there.
Buy them fast, and they will sell out. And
totally. Oh, some of them have already sold out. Yeah.
And just go have some fun.
Yeah. Totally.
And don't be an asshole either.
Yeah.
Stay hydrated and don't fight with people.
Slurp water. Slap on a shirt. Slop on some sunscreen. 30. And don't. And
if you're one of those wacky people, throw on a crazy costume. Some people do that stuff.
Don't get sloppy. Yeah.
Definitely.
All right. Cheers.
All right. Cheers.
If you enjoyed this episode, please head over to patreon.com/pacificbeardchat. We'd love if you would help support us if you think our content gives you some value. You can pitch in as little as a dollar, and we'll mention you on the website. $5 gets you a mention live on the show, and it'll also get you some bonus content we're creating every month. There's also some different levels where you can get stickers, shirts, hats, and that kind of thing. So if you like our show and you want to help us out and help us make better content and upgrade our equipment, check out patreon.com/pacificbeardchat. Thanks for tuning into this episode. Find our show on Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play Music, YouTube, or your favorite podcast site or app at Pacific Beer Chat. Please leave us a review as it helps spread the word about the show and helps new listeners find our episodes. You can find Pacific Beer Chat on social media at Pacific Beer Chat on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Send us an email at feedback@pacificbeerchat.com with any feedback or comments. We'd love to hear from you. You can also find us at pacificbeerchat.com. We are part of the Hopped Up Network, an international craft beer podcast network. If you enjoy this craft beer-focused show or any other craft beer-focused shows, check out hoppedupnetwork.com. And thanks to Tim of craftbeertourist.com for designing our brand new logo. Thanks to Kevin Ems of Conundrum for allowing us to use the song Lothian in the intro to the podcast. You can find Conundrum on Instagram and Facebook at Music of Conundrum. You can also find them at conundrum-music.bandcamp.com. To play us out, here is the full version of Lothian. Cheers. I now gladly sacrifice.
all of my marches through the dark. I found out so much then, so much more than I can't know. I wanted you so badly by my side. I cursed our time apart. The big